There are many of these different apps that we have nowadays on our iOS devices and now on our Android devices as well. And this one that I'm going to focus on today is called Be My Eyes. It's been around for a little bit, for a while, and it first started out where you could just use it to call a volunteer. And what happened was you'd be on your iPhone and you'd open it up and it'd have a button, call a volunteer, and you'd call a volunteer and automatically call. And a volunteer would answer and you'd tell them what you wanted and it would be looking at your back camera. I had one example where a volunteer I knew, somebody was in a store and they were looking at the milk freezer and they wanted, which could you help me find the low fat, low 2% milk kind of thing. And those are the types of things that a lot of people have used it for. I'm assuming that everyone has probably used this and has probably done that. So we're going to go on to some of the other things that it's used for. Now I have it open. I'm going to do some explanations as to the whole app so you have a feel for what it does. On the bottom, there are different tabs.
Selected, get support, tab 1 of 5, be my AI, tab 2 of 5, community, tab 3 of 5, learn, tab 4 of 5, settings, tab 5 of 5.
One of the things that I was going to focus on here is the in the get support tab. In the get support tab, I double tap it.
Selected, get support, tab 1 of 5.
As I go to the top,
Call a volunteer button.
there's your call a volunteer button. All right, it's always been there. It's your first thing it did. So here we go for the rest of it.
Browse specialized help button.
Now that's one of the latest things, and that's been around for a little while. So we're going to browse specialized
Browse
help.
specialized help. Browse specialized help button.
We're going to double tap that.
In progress.
Now,
Search field.
so you can search for different help, but let's just go down and see the kinds of things that it has.
Beauty and grooming button. Assistant technology button.
Now, I'm not going to go through all these, but I will tell you what a lot of them, assistive technology has a lot of the different lighthouse stores and different items like that where you can find assistive technology.
Assistant technology, beauty and grooming button.
Those are you just different companies that you can get. You can find about beauty and grooming and
Blindness organizations button. Careers button. Food and beverage button.
food and beverage only has one company in it. I never even heard of it, so I don't know what it does really, but
Games and home and cleaning. Get food, games and toys button. Home and cleaning button.
the home and cleaning one, that's got all the soap companies. It's got like, Downy and all, so you can actually contact them and ask them questions about, the different cleaning products and everything. So that's kind of cool.
Other personal health, other button. Personal health, technical button.
Here's where I was going to go forward. As I'll point out here, up at the top, we had adaptive technology. That's only where you can buy different devices. The technical help is where you can find different companies and get technical help from them. So I'm going to double tap that. Actually, before I do that, I'm going to go back and describe the rest of the screen.
Search field.
There's
Double
your
tap to
search
edit.
field.
Scan accessible QR code button.
Scan accessible QR code. I don't have one to do. I've never done it.
Technical button.
I'm double tapping technical.
Be my eyes closed button.
What it has here is it's got a list of the different companies and whether they're open or they're not. So I'm just going to go down the list to show you what they are, and then we'll go to Microsoft and choose them.
Google closed button. LinkedIn open button. Microsoft open button. Sony open button. Spotify open button.
So we're going to go down to Microsoft.
LinkedIn open button. Microsoft open button.
Double tap that.
Microsoft back button.
Now, if you had an Android phone, like say for example, my Android phone, it doesn't have the Be My AI rolled out into it yet. So I don't have access to that. So what happens is when I open that, it'll say call Microsoft. But here I can contact Microsoft, for example.
Info supported languages, English, info button. The Microsoft Disability Answer Desk is where customers with disabilities get support with Microsoft Office and Windows. Always open. Info button. Supported languages, English. Add to favorites button. Contact Microsoft button.
All right, so here it says contact, but on my Android phone, it only says call. And when you call it on the Android phone, it just calls it from the back camera, so they would see your video. So I'm going to double tap contact.
Back button. Please wait. Be my AI is writing a message. Be My AI. Welcome to the Microsoft Be My AI. Welcome to the Microsoft Disability Answer Desk. This is Be My AI from Microsoft. How can I help you today? We can try some basic troubleshooting steps. You can add a picture of your device to show the technical issue and also describe what you are trying to accomplish. If we can't arrive at a solution, then you can use the Call Microsoft button to contact the Microsoft Disability Answer Desk.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to ask it a question. And I'm going to ask it the question, say I'm in front of a computer and I don't know anything about it. It doesn't have JAWS. And I know I have to use it. And I need to know how to turn on narrator. So I'm going to ask it how to turn on narrator. There's a dictate button right under the return button, which I'm going to navigate to. You double tap the dictate button, and then you two-finger double tap to end the dictate.
Message, text field, is editing, word mode, insertion point at start. Dictate, double tap to start dictation. Double tap with two fingers when finished.
How do I turn on narrator? Now, I've dictated the message, but it hasn't sent yet. So I have to go and up toward where the message is and then right click till I get to send.
Call Microsoft button. Message. How do I turn on narrator? Clear text button. Send message button.
Double tap it.
Send. Please wait. Be My AI is writing a message. Be My AI. To turn on narrator on Windows device, you can follow these steps. 1. Press the Windows logo key plus Control plus Enter together to start narrator. You should hear a voice welcoming you to narrator. 2. Alternatively, you can press the Windows logo key to open the start menu, type narrator, and then select the narrator app from the list of results to launch it. If you're using a different version of Windows or need further assistance, please let me know, and I can provide more detailed instructions.
Now, what you can do is you can go into your rotor settings here, and you can select all, and you can copy. And then if you want to copy it, you can, say, put it into notes. So I won't go through the steps to do that, but that is one thing that you can do. Oh, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to end chat on this one.
End chat, 89% end chat, button. End chat, alert. Are you sure you want to end this chat? No, button. Yes, button. Message, thanks for chatting.
All right, now I'm going to ask it another question. I went to one of my computers and I opened up File Manager and I took a picture of it. And then I asked, how do you get to File Manager with JAWS? Using JAWS, but it didn't seem to say that it went through and acknowledged the picture. I took the picture, chose add message, and then I added the message, how do you get to file manage? How do you get to the tree view mode in File Manager with JAWS? And it told me, but it didn't look like it had acknowledged the picture. So this time what I'm going to do is I'm just going to ask that same question without giving it a picture.
Contact Microsoft button.
I gotta double tap that again.
Back button. Please wait. Be My AI is right. Be My AI. Welcome to the Microsoft Be My AI. Welcome to the Microsoft Disability Answer Desk. This is Be My AI from Microsoft. How can I help you today? Call Microsoft button. Add picture button. Message text field. Double tap to edit. Use the rotor to access misspelled words.
Now, as you see, there is the line where I was able to choose call Microsoft, add a picture, or send a message. So, are we gonna send a message?
Message, text field, is editing, word mode, insertion point at start. Dictate. Double tap to start dictation. Double tap with two fingers when finished.
How do I get to the tree view in File Manager using JAWS?
Message, tree view using, message, using JAWS. Clear text, button, send message, button. Send, please wait, Be My AI is writing a message. Be My AI. To navigate to the tree view in File Explorer using JAWS, you can follow these steps. 1. Open File Explorer by pressing Windows key plus E. 2. Once File Explorer is open, JAWS should automatically focus on the files and folders. If not, you can press Tab to move the focus to the main pane. 3. To move to the tree view, which is the navigation pane on the left side, press Shift plus Tab. You may need to press Shift plus Tab multiple times until you hear JAWS announce tree view. 4. When you are in the tree view, you can use the up and down arrow keys to navigate to the list of folders. 5. To expand a folder and see its subfolders, press the right arrow key. To collapse a folder, press the left arrow key. 6. To open the folder, navigate to it using the arrow keys and then press Enter. Remember, the exact key commands can sometimes vary depending on the version of JAWS you are using. If these steps do not work, please let me know which version of JAWS you are using so I can provide more precise instructions.
All right, so there is that. So now I'm going to back out of here.
Be My AI, end chat, button.
End chat?
End chat, alert. Are you sure you want to end? No, button, yes, button. Message. Thanks for chatting. Rate experience. Head 250. Yeah, rate experience. Heading. Thanks for chatting. Please let us know how you're over. I experience problems. I have a good chat. Button.
All right. Now the other thing I was going to take a moment and just show you how to use, if you like, is the Be My AI and Be My Eyes. Is that something people would like to see?
I'm sure, Margaret. Yep.
One of the hardest things in the world to read are Christmas cards. This one has a lot of a lot of glitter and everything on the front. You know, you can feel it, but how do we know what it is? When I do this, also the Beam AI is going to also see other things on the table, like my iPad and the speaker and stuff. But that's okay. So we'll get out of here.
Back button. Back button. Microsoft. Open. Button. Be My Eyes. Back button. Back button. Back button. Back button. Get live video support. Call a volunteer. Button. Rectab bar. Selected. Get support. Tab. 1 of 5. Be My AI. Tab. 2 of 5.
Now, on the bottom, the tabs, the first one we ran was Get Support. The second one is Be My AI. So I'm going to go double tap on that.
Be My AI. Tab. 2 of 5. Starting camera.
So now it says it's starting the camera. So the camera's ready. And the take pictures on the bottom.
Selected. Be My AI. Tab. Take picture. Button.
It's right above the tab. Now, I'm not sure whether I have it lined up exactly right, but we'll see what happens.
Take picture. The picture shows a wooden surface with a corner of a white paper or card with a red glittery design, possibly a Christmas decoration or card. There's a black object, likely a phone or a small tablet, on the left side of the frame, and a black wire running across the bottom of the image. The background includes what appears to be a person's lap covered with gray fabric, possibly pants or a skirt.
There it gives the picture, and I can also,
The picture shows a wooden surface with a corner of the white tab bar. Ask more. Button.
Ask more, and what I'll ask is, can you describe the card?
Message. Text field. Is editing. Word mode. Return. Return. Delete. Return. Dictate. Double tap to start dictation. Double tap.
Can you describe the card? And then, of course, I got to send it.
T. Message. Can you describe the card? Clear text. Send message. Button. Send. Please wait. Be My AI is writing a message. Be My AI is still writing a message. Be My AI. The physical part of the card shows a red glittery design that resembles a Christmas stocking filled with what appears to be holly berries or small round ornaments. The stocking is hanging, suggesting a festive theme, likely a Christmas card. The background of the card is white with some gray shading, possibly to represent the wall or shadowed area where the stocking is hung. The rest of the card is not visible in the picture.
All right, so you can see the differences between the first picture description and the second after you ask the question. And the last thing I'll do here is open the card and then see if I can get it described.
End chat button. Be My call message. Text off at DXZI. At call a volunteer button. Add picture button. Call Be My AI. The end chat 250 end chat button.
All right.
End chat alert. Are you sure you want to? No button. Yes button. Message. Thanks for chatting. I experience problems. Button. I have a good chat. Button. Take picture. Button.
We're going to do a take picture. And it's probably going to be a little off kilter.
Take picture. Button. Take picture. Dimmed. Analyzing picture. Please wait. Shows a close-up of a take picture button.
No, this is, I don't know whether this is a voiceover problem or whether it's a Be My Eyes problem. It starts to read it and then it just stops. So you got to go back up to voiceover and do.
The picture shows a close-up of a person's lap. They are wearing blue jeans. There is a white piece of paper with some small black specks on it, and the corner of a black object, possibly a phone or a tablet, is visible at the top left corner of the image. The paper is partially covering the wooden edge of a table or desk. The image is slightly blurred. Actions available.
So in other words, I didn't get my camera up to the top enough.
Take picture. Dimmed. It shows a wide open book or notebook with blank pages. The book is resting on a wooden surface, possibly a table or desk. To the left, there is a black object that appears to be a tablet or a phone stand. The background includes what seems to be the person's lap, wearing blue jeans. The image is taken from above, looking down at the open book. Message. Text field. Is editing. Word mode. Insert return. Dictate. Double tap to start dictation.
Can you read what is on the card? And I'll send it.
Can the card. Clear text. Send message. Button. Send message. Please wait. Be my AI is writing a message. My AI is still writing a message. This is taking longer than usual. Please wait. This is taking longer than usual. Be my AI. The image does not contain a card with any visible text. The book or notebook shown is open to a blank page with no writing. If there is a card you are referring to, it is not visible in the current image. Please provide a new picture showing your card, and I will assist you with the information on it.
Well, that's interesting, because I know it's a card. I got the writing right here.
End chat. Button. End chat. Alert. Are you sure you know? Yes. Button. Message. Thanks for chatting. Please let us know how your overall experience was. I experienced problems. I had a good chat. Button. Starting camera. Take picture. Button. Take picture. Dimmed. Analyzing picture. Please wait. The image shows an open greeting card with a handwritten message. The text on the right side of the card reads.
Now, once again, it stops, and I have to go let VoiceOver read it with my finger.
Tap and wishing. The image shows an open greeting card with a handwritten message. The image shows an open greeting card with a handwritten message. The text on the right side of the card reads, bringing happy holidays and wishing all the simplicity of the season. Below the printed text, there is a handwritten signature that appears to read Tom, followed by a symbol that resembles a cross, the number 73, and another word that is not entirely clear but could be kind. The left side of the card is blank.
Some of you know the ham radio. This was from a ham radio operator. The 73s means a greeting of goodbye and, you know, fond farewell kind of thing. And the bottom thing it couldn't read, it says kind. His call sign is K1NDU, and his name is Tom. So it picked up the handwriting, and he did get it, his name correct. And so it did get the card. But what happened in the previous one was I was more over the left side of the card. And so I thought it was a book because it wasn't totally open as far as it should have been. That's my presentation.
You kept talking about seeing AI and be my AI, seeing my eyes, two different apps.
Yes. Seeing AI is an app that has reading short text, reading a document, describing a scene. There's five or six different items. It can read currency. It can... So that's one app. Now, Be My Eyes has within it a tab called Be My AI.
Yeah. Seeing AI does not have ChatGPT. It's Be My Eyes.
Be My Eyes.
Part of this is just the practice of taking a picture, because the further away you hold your camera from whatever you're looking at, the more it's going to pick up.
Exactly.
So in your case, it picked up everything that was on the table, whereas if you'd held it closer to the card, it might have picked up the card, but it might have not picked up the writing as well, because it would have said, you know, it's blurry. So it's, you kind of got to learn how to do these
things. Well, that's why I also focused, and I had to move the speaker because my little wire is short, the connector wire. And so I was able to move the speaker and focus on the right side of the card where it had the writing.
And I think when you were doing something with looking at the Microsoft, you said, you made mention you could copy the information. So in this case, say the picture that it just described, to copy that text, do you need to be anywhere particular to copy the text, or how can I copy that text described yourself?
Yeah, I think you have to use the rotor and then select.
One thing you can do, I've done it, is if your focus is on that selection, you've got actions and you can flick up.
I should have had that action to copy, but it didn't show up. But I don't know why it didn't show up, Dave, because that's what I was going to do, but it didn't show up. Okay. And I don't know why.
Sometimes it doesn't. Okay. Usually it does. And then once it's copied to the clipboard, then you've got to use the rotor to go someplace and paste it.
But I was going to copy it from the actions, and it didn't show up, so I didn't know why, and I just didn't want to go there. But good catch. I asked it how to copy. I asked it a question, and I don't remember. It was something, probably it was a question on the on starting narrator. And then I said, okay. Then I asked it, how do I select and copy this text? And what it told me was, it gave me the old, where you use, and I don't think this, I couldn't get this to work because I don't think it works anymore, where you hold the, you double tap and hold, and then you select the text by moving your finger across it. Does that still exist? Does that still work?
I don't know if that does. The other thing I found interesting about that question, Margaret, is when you asked it, you didn't tell it what particular version of Windows you were using. So I'm wondering what instructions it gave you when you said, how do you turn
Windows 11 is what it gave me.
Okay. Did it just assume you were using Windows 11?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. That's interesting because you didn't mention that in the question.
I did not. No,
yeah.
I did not.
Yeah. If you'd said, how do I do this in Windows 10? It would have given you the instructions for Windows 10. I think.
But my other point here was when I asked it how to cut, you know, how to copy the text, it gave me the old way of doing it, the first way that it came out. I don't know that that still exists.
Yeah, anybody
know?
I don't think it does.
It did not give me the rotor one.
I was going to say, could you do that with VoiceOver, that way of doing it? Or were they giving the instructions if you...
I asked under VoiceOver. I said, how do you copy this text on my iPhone using VoiceOver? And it came up with the old set of instructions.
So I received a new credit card in the mail. So I tried to use Be My AI to read me the credit card information, and it would not do it. It said, even though it took a picture of the card, it said, we cannot read you this information. Please contact your credit card company. And I ended up calling, I called Ira and got it through them. But I thought that was interesting.
And that's funny because a lot of times Seeing AI will read it.
Oh, interesting.
That's a question as it gets dark here. Will it turn on the flash if it needs a flash when you take the
I don't think by default it. I'm not sure if it does, if it knows.
I use it a lot to read equipment labels. We get equipment that has handwritten labels on it, and I use it to read all those labels.
Oh.
But the other day, it also told me to clean up after myself.
Did it really?
Yes.
Wow.
My table was a mess. It was loaded with stuff.
You know, one of the things that they like about blind people is we send it a lot of pictures of,
yes,
you know, ordinary things. And that's
right.
What they want to help train it. So it's sort of a win-win situation for them right now.
I was down at Dunkin' Donuts. Jeanette was up at the, was getting something at the counter. So I wanted to just to see what it would say about the location. And it actually knew that I was inside a Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, wow.
And that there was people at the registry, and that there was a sign with some of the products they were selling. It said it described the scene. Said it was not busy. It was really pretty cool. Some of the stuff it comes up with.
I'll bet you that would be great for like reading. You know, if you wanted to go into a place now and read the posted menu.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. I've done that with the glasses too, the Envision glasses, and reading menus like on the wall and stuff.
Yep, yep,
yeah.
And
yeah.
They've also helped me find businesses, names of businesses on doors.
If you're reading something, so unlike the scanner programs, if you're reading something and it's upside down, it'll say to you, cannot read this text that is upside down. Please flip it around
and
try again.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Everyone have a great evening.